Hello, and welcome to Knitting Shop Live, the podcast recorded live and unscripted by your favorite knitting gals. We're your hosts,
Brianna,
Kathy,
and Natalie, and a huge thanks to our listeners for joining us. Today is Monday, July 31st, and we will be chatting all about apps. So now it's time to grab your knitting or crochet or a drink or go on that walk and tune in because we're about to get started. And you know we always have to kick it off with a little bit of what's on our needles. Brianna.
Tonight, I am working on my knit sampler blanket. I'm actually finishing up the fourth stitch pattern, which is this Saturday's class.
Yay, that's so exciting.
All right, and this is Kathy. And on my knitting needles right now is my little leftover cowl, which I absolutely love to the point, Brianna, you'll understand. I'm on section 19.
Oh, awesome.
I just enjoy this so much. And I do have class this week, so I'm looking forward to that. And that's what I'm working for this evening.
Wonderful. You are about to surpass me.
I'll just talk a second more on it because I love the pace of this project that you selected for classes, the six rows in any one section. And it's just cool. I love it. So, yeah.
It's good. It's a goodie. Sure. I'm storing away throw city over here. But let me tell you guys, I did a little bit of like reorganizing today because I do this thing in the morning on Mondays where I like change the guard or the changing of the guard or whatever you want to call it, where I like re-rotate out the projects that I should be working on this week. Mm-hmm. But today I actually made all my bags for my new samples bright and early. And now I'm just like, so energized and I feel like really motivated because I have all these new things to start. So
I love that. Awesome.
Yeah. It is the rotation, isn't it? Just, mm-hmm. you know, reordering it every week. And then you start to see all those projects coming to an end and all the new ones. It is so energizing to have a whole collection of new projects.
I know. I'm very excited. All right, you guys. So let's talk a little bit about apps. And I'm not going to lie, when I read this at first, I had forgotten that they were electronic apps. And I thought we were talking about appetizers. I got very excited.
I mean, we could talk about that next time.
Which is fine.
App part two. Let's do it.
We could do apps, appetizers. But I also have a lot to say about apps, like on my phone. So the first question that we have is, what is your newest app on your phone or your tablet or whatever?
So my newest app, I actually just downloaded a couple of days ago. It's called EPD or Empower Personal Dashboard. It's a cash flow and investment app. So it kind of helps you like see where your money is going and how much you could potentially be saving and how to invest a little bit. I'm still in the process of setting it up because it's one of those apps where you have to put like all of that information into it before it can tell you anything. So all like everything that I spend on a daily basis, my bank account information needs to go in there still, and I have to set it up. But apparently once you have everything in, it gives you like some really good ideas on how to use whatever's left over in a good way.
Love it.
Cool. You got me thinking, okay, so does it give you pie charts for your reports when you're done? Like that would motivate me to put everything in there to get a pie chart back to go, ooh, look at those allocations there.
I don't know. I don't have everything in there yet. So I will let you guys know.
Yeah, I want to know what the charting looks like.
Yeah. Pie charts? Is it okay? You said EPD, Empower Personal
Dashboard.
Dashboard, got it. Okay. All right. So my newest app, which got me thinking about the apps on my phone, it's called Flash Food. Ooh. And it's a free app. And I haven't actually used it yet, but I'm tempted so many days. But just to explain it, it allows you to browse food that is at the grocery store and approaching its best before date. And then you can buy it at a discount and it's often up to 50% off, and you pick it up at the grocery store. And from what I could see, I believe that all of the giant stores are using this, are connected to this. And I just think it's really cool. So I have it hooked up to the giant that I go to, the one that you mentioned, Brianna. I go to the one on Oak Lane. Mm-hmm. And I just went there. Like, I can tell you in a second, like, what they have there today. And it's pretty darn cool. I'm just seeing if I can find that without holding us up. What I like about it, though, is it has, you know, two big positives in my book. And one is that it is good for our budget, really good for our budget. And it's also good for the environment, because that's kind of where it all came from, was the amount of food, which, you know, God love grocers and restaurants and everything. They work so hard to get food into our food banks that really need it for distribution. But at the same time, they can't do everything. So there's a lot of food that actually ends up in landfills. Can you even imagine? Mm-hmm. So here's the one. Okay, so here's one. Everything turkey sub. Okay, everything turkey sub, $2.99. It's normally $5. It's best by August 1st. So, you know, you could pick it up tomorrow morning for lunch, and you just order it right on the app, and they have it ready for you to pick up. But there's all sorts of things. There's brie cheese, and there's some canned goods, and you just have to go there and think, well, that's a great price. What could I do with it? Here is their store brand baked mixed chicken. It's cold. It's normally $9,
$4.99. Wow.
And they update it every day. So Flash Food is the name of that app.
That's such a great idea for an app. I love it. And it sounds like it's very usable too.
Yeah. The fact that I could tie it to the giant where I usually go anyway.
Yeah.
How cool is that? But it's, you know, it's all over. So I'm sure that wherever our listeners are, if they go to Flash Food and they're interested, they can find a grocery store that either they do go to, or they can link it up to one that's close enough to their neighborhood. All right.
I love it. That's such a good one. I just wrote that down.
Yeah. And
try it out. I love it. Mine is actually a very popular app that I have never used until this bachelorette party that I just went on, but Splitwise. Mm-hmm. I have never used Splitwise before. But I will say it was probably the easiest thing I've ever used, and it made life so convenient. So basically, it links into Venmo, so you can pay your friends through Venmo, as well as, like, you know, it tracks how much you owe certain people. So you go, you can build a group. So if you're going on vacation with a group of friends, you can all enter into one, like, group on the app. And as you buy things, like, let's say I use my card to buy dinner tonight, I just enter how much dinner was for the entire party into the app, and it splits it out amongst however many people are in the group. So it'll say, like, you owe Natalie $40, or you owe, like, so-and-so $3. And then at the end of the trip, you just get, like, a lump sum that you have to pay each person. So it'll say, like, you need to pay Brianna $50 and, like, settle up. And then it takes you right to Venmo, and I can Venmo Brianna. Very cool. Very cool.
I've used that app quite a few times for all sorts of things, from, like, bachelorette parties to just, like, dinner with people. And, you know, one person puts their card out to pay. And then I love that the app just, it equalizes the whole playing field. No matter who's paying, it splits it up evenly. It does all the math for you.
Yeah.
That is so great, especially for, you know, weekends away with friends, you know, where we are all putting in our share of it. And that's really cool. Like, tolls and gas and the things you want to split up. And it's also nice for the person who's not putting the money out of their pocket for these various things, like the tolls or the new case of beer or whatever, to know that it will be all settled out. All they have to do is, you know, it will all be settled out. Don't feel bad if you haven't put anything out yet. It will all be settled out.
Yeah, it takes a lot of the anxiety out of it. And I think, too, like, there's always someone who wants the credit card points anyway. Yeah. So then it's just like, but, like, now you don't have to worry about, like, you know, I have to pay that person back. Like, how am I going to do that? It takes that whole element out of it. And everyone wins. Everybody wins.
Yeah, okay. It's great.
These are three exciting, I mean, these are right up there with apps that we eat, but these electronic apps are very exciting.
I love that our new apps are all, like, money related. I love that.
True.
I know. But you know what? We're women in finance. What are you going to do?
Yeah, that's right.
Keep doing it. All right, you guys. Our next question is going to be, what app do you use the most often?
This one's hard because I use a lot of apps every single day. But if we're talking like length of time I use something, it has to be Spotify. I'm on Spotify all the time, whether I'm listening to a music playlist, my own music playlist, or listening to a podcast. That's where I listen to all of my things, like morning, noon, and night. I love Spotify.
Spotify is great. I have to tell you a funny story. I use Spotify quite a bit too. And I listen to it while I work. So I listen to like certain playlists that I think I mentioned this last week on the podcast, like certain like lo-fi beats playlists or like focus playlists. And one of the things that like really gets me focused is listening to Rain soundtracks. Like people just record Rain and I listen to like hours of it. And they do this thing at the end of the year. It's like your Spotify Wrapped. These are your most listened to artists. And mine was Thunderstorms. You share with your friends and it compares you to your friends. And I was like, Chris, this was like all these like fun songs and stuff. He's like, oh, we could play this at the wedding. And he's like, what's yours look like? And I'm like, right. Thunderstorms.
My request is Thunderstorms.
Yep, that's what we can dance to for our first dance, Thunderstorms.
That's great. All right. So mine is, although you got me thinking about the quantity of time, but mine is definitely Fitbit. I look at Fitbit every day. I look at it several times a day because I do track my steps, which have been really lacking. I am a little bit competitive. I have two friends that I match it up against, and I enjoy looking to see where we stand in our rankings. And I also like it for my sleep, whether it's right or wrong. I do look at my Fitbit app every day for my sleep. Plus, it gives you your hydration. And again, I don't know how accurate these things are, but in the weather we've been having, I kind of like to go, well, I think I'm doing okay hydrating because Fitbit says I am. So my most frequent is Fitbit.
Love that. I wish mine was a health app. It's not. It's TikTok. I'm on TikTok all the time. Not all the time, but at least an hour at night, like before I fall asleep, I'm like scrolling TikTok. I would say an hour collectively every day I'm on there. But what I will say about TikTok is I get a lot of good inspiration off of TikTok for like other things in my life, like wedding stuff. I've got a lot of stuff off TikTok. Recipes. I do pretty much all of my meal planning on TikTok. So there's certain aspects of my life that benefit from it. Cleaning, I'm on clean talk. I learn a lot. So I don't know, TikTok.
TikTok fascinates me. I have not gone there yet. I'm kind of afraid to go there because Ed has gone there and sometimes I can hear him, like the noise coming out of his phone for whatever thing is on his TikTok or whatever. I'm like, oh, I don't know. But it sounds like it really does have all the current information that you're interested in.
Yeah, and there's like something for everyone, but I will say if I was like a smarter person, I would do what Chris does and do Instagram reels because they all end up on Instagram eventually, but I'm like addicted to the actual, like not addicted, but I really like the way TikTok works now because I'm so used to it. I like to be able to slide. I like to know like where my buttons are. Yeah. And I don't know, I just the whole interface of it, I think now I prefer, but if I could, I would go back to doing the Instagram videos because the TikTok videos, I just don't even know how long I'm scrolling sometimes. It's a lot.
Yeah. I didn't delete my TikTok app, but I had to stop using it. I took it off my home screen because I was just like wasting hours a day at one point doing them. So Instagram reels are where it's at. I love it. But TikTok is a lot of fun.
It is. But I would, if I could stop past Natalie from downloading it, I would stop her. All right. Our next kind of ties into that. Which apps do you need to delete?
My online shopping apps. Not that I don't use them too often, but like when I do, I tend to go down a rabbit hole and like go through all of them. I have the apps for like Kohl's, Old Navy, Target, Wayfair, everything. So if I'm looking for something, I will go on and just like buy random stuff from everywhere and then not buy the thing that I was looking for. So I gotta get rid of those.
That's so interesting, Brianna. Like when we do go online to do some of our research, our shopping and everything, and all of a sudden you realize I am not even looking for what I came on here for. Everything else has pulled me in a new direction. It's hard to focus shopping on these apps, I think. So
there's just so much. Like you could just like TikTok, you could scroll for hours through any store.
Yeah. And it's so rewarding using those apps because, you know, it could be 10 cents off the next time you go to Target or something. And it's so exciting. You're like, oh my gosh, I used my app. I got 10 cents off. Okay. So for me, you know, I didn't list anyone in particular, but what I will tell you is, as I was looking through my apps today, there are 44 apps that I have on my smartphone that I don't even use. And so I do have to sit down and get rid of them, but part of me, some of them I'm a little afraid to get rid of because they aren't apps that I loaded on. So apps that I've loaded on, I don't hesitate about getting rid of them because I loaded it, I'll get rid of it. I know I can get it again. But there's some apps on these smartphones that are already there, which I don't think need to be there, but they're there. So anyway, I have 44 apps that I could get rid of, but I'm just leaving them there.
All right. Yeah.
Just put them in one giant folder so you don't see them.
That's what I should do. Because every once in a while, there'll be like one on your homepage that you go, why are you there? I never use you. That baffles me too, how they kind of manage that. Like, I guess that's a little AI or whatever. Like,
yeah. And sometimes if like there's a software update, it'll move things around on you for whatever reason. So yeah, just delete them. Get rid of them.
All right. We're going to be brave. I'm brave.
Yeah, you got it. You can do it. Right. I have deleted quite a few of those like pre-installed apps. The ones that like I just don't use. Like I don't need the health app. Like I'm not checking that. And if you have Fitbit, like, you know.
I don't need the activity app. I have Fitbit. So it's
Get rid of it. They suck up your storage anyway. And then
okay, I'm feeling brave. I'm gonna get rid of it. Okay.
Mine should be TikTok, but I'm not strong enough for that. So the one app I wish I could delete, I wish I could, but I can't, is my email app, because all of my email goes to my phone, like my work email and my personal email. And we have a wedding email, and I find it so hard to get out of the email when I look. So I actually looked at my like usage on my phone, and I'm not going to go into specifics, but the amount of time I spend in Gmail is actually concerning. Yeah. It's very concerning.
And you could find that stat in your phone.
You can go. If you go to activity, I think in your settings, it should tell you how many hours a week you average on certain things. Screen time.
Okay.
If you go into your settings and screen time. So I averaged about 6 hours on my phone a day. It's up 68% this week from last week. And it'll tell you how much time you spent on certain things. But you know, what's interesting is like when I look at it, I spent a lot of time on Libby listening to audiobooks. So that's something that's just in my ear. Like when you're listening to Spotify, it counts it as like you're on your phone with screen time. So certain things like that, I don't really count towards that total, but it's an interesting stat every week. And it's helpful. Like when you've been spending too much time on TikTok,
for example, it shows you like that's the statistic of you on your phone. And it's like a big, now you have to get off of it next week.
Yeah. It's a come to Jesus moment.
Yeah. All right. I need to check that out. Oh, so many things to do. I'm going to be on my phone all night tonight now, you know.
Well, your statistics next week are going to tell you you're up. So
right.
There you go. And it tells you actually what hours of the day are your like most used hours on your phone and stuff. So it's good. I think it's all good information.
Yeah.
I skipped around a little, but our next question, you guys, is, how many apps are on your device?
I think I didn't go in and count, but I think I probably have about like 85, 90 apps.
All right.
Yeah.
But That makes me feel better because I did actually go in and count because I'm retired, right? So, and I have 68 apps. So, all right, we're probably pretty much in the norm then.
Wait, I'm going to say something really concerning for Brianna.
What?
I have enough apps so that my storage maxes out. And then when I need more storage for pictures, I delete apps. But I always am operating on the verge of I have no storage left.
Why? So how many apps do you have on your phone? Like what?
It's not even my apps. It's my storage, like my photos that suck up all my, But yeah.
That is, especially at the stages of life that you gals are in, that is so hard to manage the whole pictures. It's kind of the equivalent of from my days. It's the boxes and boxes of pictures that we have ourselves or inherited from our mothers. But on the other hand, now I've got all this in my phone and I can't get rid of it. I need it. It amazes me.
Yeah. So yeah. That's when I go through and delete all my shopping apps. That's usually the first thing I delete because it's a problem. I just go down a rabbit hole. So
comes the shove. All right.
Yeah. All right. And then last question, one app that you would recommend to your mom?
I feel like my mom is pretty tech savvy. I feel like she has more apps than I do, at least ones that like work for her. Like she uses them all intentionally. I do have to say though, I love this app and I think everybody should have it, including my mom. So mom, if you're listening, you should download this app. But it's the Cozy Calendar app. It's COZI. It's a calendar app. It's free. There are like ads on the screen. You can pay for an annual membership. I think it's like $30 for the year for ad free. I think that's what we did because John doesn't like ads. But anyway, it's a family calendar app. So you can share the calendar with up to like 6 people. It doesn't have to be your family. It could be whoever. John and I share a calendar. You can add your own appointments and things to do in the calendar. Your other family members or sharers of the app can add their own. And then you can share events with each other. So like you can click off like who is attending this event. There's an option on there to create all kinds of lists too. So we have our weekly grocery list on there that we can both access. So if somebody's in the kitchen and they use the last of something, we can just go right in and type it in ourselves and we can all see all the stuff we're missing and need for groceries. I have a list that I made of like weekly meal ideas. So if I'm not feeling very creative, I can just like scroll through that list of things that I've made before, I know that everybody likes, and I might have the ingredients for, and I just pick something. It's super easy. We have a bar list too. So if we run out of something from our bar at home, it's more like a liquor store, beer store list.
Yeah, that's smart to do that.
It's such a great app. I use it all the time. My whole life is scheduled through that app. And it's really nice to see like John will have doctor's appointments or like he'll schedule to go golfing. And it makes me feel really good when he's going golfing and I have nothing to do that day. So I leave it open for myself.
It's You're great. A golf widow. I call that being a golf widow.
Yes.
Not a bad thing. Every once in a while, you want them to go out for a while. It's like, go.
Yes.
That is really cool, especially for a household. You know where I'm thinking about that is like, so we always have our phones with us. That's a fact. And one of us is driving home and stops at the grocery store and goes, I wonder what else is on the list. The paper list that I have on the side of my refrigerator is not going to help.
Yeah.
But if I got my phone or if Ed has his and looks at it and goes, oh, yeah, these things are also on there. Let me get that while I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
That's smart.
Yeah, it's a great app. I love it.
Especially the liquor one, if you're going by Total Wine anytime soon.
Yeah.
Like, I might be tomorrow. I must look at the whole list, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. So my mom was long gone before we got this far into technology. I oftentimes do wonder, what would she think of all this? But maybe I'd really have to help her a lot with it, but I think she would like it a lot. So another one of the apps that I really love, this is a free app, and it's called Yuka, and it's spelled Y-U-K-A. And it is so cool because it scans the barcode on the packaging of food and cosmetics. And it actually deciphers the product labels to analyze the health impact, which is totally surprising. And then it keeps the history and it will make recommendations. So I have two samples to share with you guys. So when I was out visiting Gusty, she had two different types of frozen onion rings in her refrigerator. So we got them out. And the first one is the Nathan's battered onion rings. They scored poor. And it's a ranking of 0 to 100. The higher the score, the better your product is. So Nathan's onion rings scored 33. But that's a name we all know.
Yeah.
And there was another brand, which I don't really know it. It's called Alexia Crispy Onion Rings. Do you guys know that one?
No.
Well, guess what? Those onion rings score excellent. They were rated 84 points out of 100.
Oh, wow.
So, you know how we... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I just said it's interesting.
It is. It's so wild. And then, like with your skincare products, one of the things I've been looking a lot at is suntan lotion. This is a tricky one. We need to use SPF coverage, but it's all chemicals. So mm-hmm. we're kind of like, it's a catch 22 here, but it tells you what chemicals are in there and just how bad they are for you.
Interesting.
Yeah. Really? And then it keeps a history. Mm-hmm. And then it also, like when you go to your history list, it tells you recommendations for like, you pick something bad, it will tell you something, an alternative. So it's not saying, you know, you can't have that little treat, but this would be a better treat. The other one that I did, I was at a party and they were getting iced tea out and we were just wanted to show it to them. And so here you go, you ready? Mm-hmm. Turkey Hill Diet Green Tea with ginseng in it. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah.
I think that to be pretty good, wouldn't you?
Like, no.
It is 0 out of 100. It is bad.
Oh, it is so bad.
And it actually has two ingredients that are considered hazardous to your health.
Oh, yeah.
But this is what I did like about this. But the iced tea that, again, we see it in the store, the same store, the Pure Leaf iced tea, mm-hmm. it is rated 71 out of 100.
Yeah.
Wow. It has no hazardous ingredients to your health. Anyway. Yuka, my mom would have loved that. She'd be in the grocery store all the time scanning things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's a really good app for, like, if your kids are, like, learning how to shop. Like, kids that are going to college or even, like, younger ones that are, you know, at the grocery store with you. That's a really good thing to keep them busy, but also teach them, like, what are the good stuff? What's the good stuff?
Give me the alternatives there. So, and it's really driven a lot by chemicals. So anyway, my favorite apps have a lot to do with food, don't they? Okay.
I love it. I'm here for it. I have an issue with this question because my mom introduces me to most of the apps that I use. I feel like she always gets me into Pinterest. She got me, I think I got her into TikTok, unfortunately. Sorry, mom. And, you know, like Poshmark, things like that. I feel like a lot of these things I hear from her. But the one app that I would say, like, I would probably recommend to her, I've got to say my CoStar app, mostly because I feel like we're really similar. And I think it would be interesting to just, like, even be connected to her so that I could, like, read her horoscope, even if she's not. But I love my CoStar app. I'm always in there. I always need to know if the reason my day is going bad is my fault or the universe. So.
I don't know the name of that app. What is it again?
So it's like a star chart map. And again, it's just like basically spits out your horoscope based on your birth chart, but it's just fun. And you can connect with your friends. Like Brianna and I are connected on it. So like every once in a while, like I'll get like a notification that says like, you and Brianna are similar today. Like look at your shared like horoscopes. Like I'll read our horoscope that's like together. And that's, you know, we do our best work during those times. No, but it's interesting. It's interesting. It's a lot of fun.
Co-star.
Okay. Yeah. It is fun. Even if you're not into astrology, they actually have some really interesting information on there too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always like to know when Mercury's in retrograde and when the world, my world in particular, is ending.
Brianna, we all liked knowing that for you, if I recall correctly.
Let's see. Is it in retrograde right now?
No, my life is a mess. It's not.
Not good. It's like,
yeah, it's not in retrograde. Let's see. Not until August 23rd.
Okay.
Get ready, Brianna.
Three weeks to go, Brianna. Hang in there.
I love it. All right, you guys. Any other apps to throw out into the ether?
I know we've talked about this before, and Natalie, you mentioned it a little bit, but I am in love with Libby. Mm-hmm. I love it so much. If you have a library card, get on Libby and use that library card for audiobooks. But also, thanks to Natalie and most of her bridesmaids, I am like hard into Goodreads right now, trying to find books that I like. I love it.
I thought you were going to tell me you started a book in particular, and I was like, you didn't.
No, I actually requested it, though, and it's a 9-week wait. So.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Love it.
Can we tell the world what that book is?
It's A Court of Thorns and Roses. It's like a, I guess it's like a, it's just like a popular book that's kind of been out there. It's like a fantasy novel. But it's like a whole series and it's addicting. And my bridesmaids are all like talking about it all the time. I read it because one of my friends read it and she loved it. And it's all downhill from there. But it's pretty good. Highly recommend.
Cool.
Yeah. I love Libby. Libby's a great one. And we love anything that supports our local library system.
Definitely.
Yes.
Any other special shout outs, guys?
I don't know. We didn't talk about any like knitting or fiber arts apps at all.
Yeah, I can't say that I use a lot of them though.
Me neither.
Truly. Yeah. Oh, now if Ravelry had a really great app, that would make my entire life. I don't think they have an app.
No.
They don't care. And Ravelry is my go-to for everything with our knitting now, whether it's, you know, it's your patterns, it's your yarn, it's your projects, because it is your library. So I'm okay that it's not an app, because it does, when I do Ravelry, I tend to sit down for a little bit longer and, you know, use my keyboard a little bit to make notes and whatnot. So yeah, we mention any. Can I give one little shout out? I'm going to change the direction just a little bit, but anybody who's like a little bit, maybe 50 years or more in age and listening to us, please get Venmo. Please get Venmo. Yeah, I not to the right, or anybody who doesn't have Venmo, yeah, please get Venmo. It was you gals, it was my nephews who introduced me to it. And I am just so grateful for moving money. But when you were mentioning the Splitwise, you know, it's the best way to do it. So I still know several people who don't have Venmo yet. And
it's so easy and it's super secure. A lot of people have concerns that like apps like that are not secure. They have to be secure to operate. If they're accessing your bank account, there are like federal laws. They have to have security. That is a good one. That's a good suggestion.
I love it. And sometimes when somebody Venmos me money, I just leave it there. It's like money in my back pocket.
It's free money. Yes.
It's kind of like, it's free money. It's your fund money. It's, you know, it's like, yeah, you paid me. That's great. It's there. And so, yeah, get Venmo. You don't have Venmo, go get it.
Yeah. It's awesome. I love Venmo. All right, you guys. Well, do we want to talk about some hard-hitting questions? Yes. What's your favorite thing this week?
Oh my gosh, my favorite thing, Roots classes. That's my favorite thing this week.
I love it.
My head was spinning. I didn't sleep much last night because that was the question that kept going in my mind. I'm thinking, how do I pick one thing from this week? It's been a spectacular week with Roots classes, bridal shower. It's just been one of those great weeks. But my favorite thing this week, I have to say, when I kind of pulled down a little bit, is it's the weather, the change of weather that we just had over the last day or two, and fresh air, just having some fresh air. So that's my favorite thing this week.
I love it. I also, Roots knitting classes are my favorite thing this week too. I think they're amazing. And we've got a lot of really great things teed up. My other favorite thing is Christmas in July. So Chris surprised me with a Christmas in July present this year. So I got AirPods for Christmas in July. And let me tell you, it changed my life. Love them.
Fun. That's on my Christmas list.
You should tell John, Christmas in July.
Well, July's almost over, but I will definitely let him know. Maybe Christmas.
The retroactive July. I love it. All right. And what's for dinner tonight, guys?
We had frozen pizza, DiGiorno.
Sounds amazing.
coming out of your own oven. So yeah. I did not cook tonight either. We had leftovers, but they were really good. It was leftovers from Big Daddy's. So if anybody is a local listener in Ridley, so we had barbecue. I had baked beans, eggnog, and coleslaw, and it was just delicious. So it was a leftover night.
That sounds so good.
I hear that. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've heard really good things too.
Yeah.
I am making tacos. So that's our quick meal later. And I got ground turkey. It's my new kick. I really am into the ground turkey. So we're doing that instead of ground beef. All right, guys. So news and updates. I think we have a lot of Roots news to share.
We sure do.
Go for it.
So this past Saturday, we released our fall class calendar. So they are all open and available for registration. Thank you to everybody who signed up between Saturday and Sunday, and even a few trickle in today as well. But everything is still open. There's still room in everything. So if you haven't seen it yet, or if you're on vacation and didn't get a chance this weekend, take a peek and think about what you want to do this fall. We have all sorts of classes at all sorts of learning levels. And we also have new yarns as well. We actually sold out of our mini skein kits that we stocked up on. They sold out in like an hour on Saturday morning, which was amazing. I am working on packaging everything up to go out to everybody. Have like stacks of orders in my office right now. But yeah, we have a lot of good things, a lot of merch, a lot of new notions. So just take a peek. We have a lot of fun stuff that's out, and a lot more fun stuff coming up in the coming weeks as well. So just keep an eye out for those things.
Definitely. Definitely.
And we always have the Roots knitting address, website address in our show notes, right? So that everybody knows where to look, because you got to go there.
Our website and our email are both in the show notes.
I've spent lots of time there these last few days. So it was great. So that will probably come up with my little report, like Roots.
Yeah.
We can have an app.
It's fun.
That would be fun.
Any more Roots info? Any?
Got it. No, I think that's it. That. Some big things coming too. So keep an eye out.
Yeah.
All right. So the news that I'll shout this out is, and this is just a change of plan, which we changed right now. So we'll do this was podcast number 164 today. You know, I love to say that number. Next week, 165, and we'll do apps part two, which will be food apps.
I love it. I have so much to say about food apps.
You know, I just think that I need help with that area. So I am looking forward to being a participant, but I need that information. So, because that is always a tricky thing when you're going to like a potluck and they say you're assigned an appetizer and just like, oh my goodness. So,
yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm coming with a full list of appetizers.
I might bring examples. I might make myself a tray. I'm excited. All right, you guys. So tune in next time, because that's going to be a really amazing conversation. We wonder, are you listening? Please add a review to where you listen to KSL. Share us on Facebook and Instagram to let us know that you're listening, and we are making a difference. We'd love to hear from you and invite you to join us as a guest on a future podcast. We promise there's no work involved. You just have to show up and be our friend. Please email Kathy or Brianna and Natalie if you would like to join us on a show. Be sure to read the show notes for links to our emails and the Roots website. Hopefully you finish your project by now, drink or walk, because it's time for us to bind off. Thanks for listening.